We're going to visit last year's sermon for just a second.
同时呢，来花点时间回顾一下去年的讲道。
And that was witnessing without fear, and we talked about much fruit.
那么我毫无畏惧地见证了这个很多的果实。
And we had, there was no fruit, then there was fruit, then there was more fruit, and then much fruit.
有这么几种情况，没有果实，有一点的果实，更多的果实，还有呢，很多的果实。
And you can see you don't want to have just a basket with nothing in it.
你当然不想有一个空篮子，里面什么都没有。
Today we're talking about growing faith.
那今天呢，我们的这个讲到的课题，讲到的题目呢是成长的信心。
And my definition for growing faith is a belief and trust in God, His revealed character and works, resulting in a life dedicated to His purpose.
我对这个成长的信心的定义是这样的，那么它是一种信仰，信靠神，并且信靠他彰显的品格，还有他的作为，以至于呢，我们可以把生命完全奉献于他给我们的目的。
And belief and trust are when you grab onto and you hold onto with everything you have.
信仰和信靠意思是什么呢？就是说，全力来抓住某个东西。
And when we think of how God has revealed Himself to us, that's who we're holding on to.
那么，当我们考虑到，当我们想到神呢，将他自己的品格，将他自己彰显给我们的时候，我们就要全力抓住他。
God has revealed Himself and as a good God with a holy character and good works, and all that He does is good.
那么神已经把他自己的属性彰显给我们，他是一个圣洁的神，并且呢，做有大能，那么他是一个善良的神。
And as we think of growing faith, I also want to just remember some growing memories of a lifetime.
当我讲到这个成长信息这个话题的时候呢，我也想回忆一下生活中一些成长的时刻。
So I have a couple of memories from my life that I'd like to share with you.
我的记忆中呢，有几段我想跟你一起分享。
The first is a memory of my oldest son when he was about 5, and our second oldest when he was about 3.
有一个记忆呢，就是我的大儿子5岁，我二儿子3岁的时候。
We were sitting around the dinner table, and we had just finished dinner. And it was a delicious meal, and our 5-year-old son pushed back from the table and said something pretty funny.
我们刚刚吃完晚饭，然后呢，大家围坐在餐桌旁，那么当时的晚饭呢是很好吃的。那么5岁的儿子吃完饭，把盘子一推，然后说了句很让人逗笑的话。
As you can imagine, he was very satisfied. He pushes back and he says, "So, Dad, what was it like, you know, when it was just us guys, you know, before you got Mom?"
他当时呢，已经是在心满意足，他把盘子一推，然后对我说，爸爸，现在呢，你来说说，只是我们这帮男人在一起，在你认识妈妈之前，生活什么样子呢？
I wish you had seen Nancy's face in that moment.
我希望那个时候呢，你能够看那个时候Nancy的面部表情。
He's grown quite a bit in his respect and understanding.
现在呢，他长大了，这个孩子长大了，他也更有这个互尊重别人。But
that is the perspective of a child. When you're young, you just don't understand a lot of things.
那么他的理解力呢，也在增长。不过呢，作为一个小孩，那个时候他的理解力是有极限的。And
in relation to growth, sometimes you don't understand how things grow.
那么谈到成长，有时候我们不知道，这个事情呢是怎么样发展、怎么样成长的。So
the second thing I want to talk about is plants around our yard.
第二个事情，接下来我要谈谈呢，我们院子里的植物它的成长情况。When
we first moved into our house about 16 years ago, they had 4 large sprinkling systems engaged.
那么在十多年前我们搬到现在的房子时候呢，当时有四个浇水系统。
Those four large sprinkling systems fed tons of exotic plants, beautiful plants, plants I've never even seen before or since.
那么这个四个浇水系统呢，就可以浇灌我们所有院子的植物，很多植物呢是非常罕见稀有的，以前我都没见过。
There were plants with gigantic leaves, other plants that were really tall and beautiful and colorful.
那么有的植物呢，叶子很大；有的植物呢，很高，并且呢，非常的漂亮。
But I didn't understand how the sprinkling system worked.
我对这个灌灌系统呢，一无所知。
And within 1 year, they were all dead.
不到一年，这植物都死掉了。
I didn't mean to do it.
我根本无意杀死它们。
It was a sad moment to see that the roses were all dead.
当时看到所有的玫瑰都死了，我心里很伤心。
The big leaves never came back.
这些很大的叶子呢，也再也活不过来了。
And even the plants that should come back every year decided not to.
这些每年都回来的这些植物呢，也都死掉了。
The final thought regarding growth was about a friend in my neighborhood, Faith Around the World.
那么最后一点关于这个成长，我要谈谈呢，这个在世界范围内的这个信心成长。我要讲的呢是我社区里面的一个邻居。
And this just happened last week. It was a real surprise to me.
这件事呢是上周发生的，让我很吃惊。
I was watering a neighbor's lawn while his family is in Africa.
我正在帮另外一个邻居浇水，他和他的家人呢在非洲旅行。
Obviously, he was not aware of my lack of talent in watering things.
显然这个邻居并不知道呢，我对这个浇水照顾植物呢一无所知。
And while I was watering, another neighbor came by and started talking to me.
我浇水的时候呢。一个邻居过来跟我谈话。
He's a young man in his early 30s.
他是一个三十来岁的年轻人。
And as he talked, he said, "You know, Scott, I'm a fruit of your ministry."
在讲话当中呢，他告诉我，他说：“你知道吗 ，Scott， 我是你的这个施工的施工所结的果实。”
I said, "What do you mean? I don't understand. You weren't in my youth group."
我说你什么意思呢？你当时并没有在我的这个青年组。你这话什么意思呢？
He said around 2003, my friend attended your youth group.
他说2003年的时候，我的朋友参加了你的青年组。
And at that time at Westwood, we had many students come to faith in Jesus.
那个时候在 Westwood 很多年轻人信主了。
He said he hung out with that guy, and about 5 years later, he led him to the Lord.
那么他跟那个年轻人在一起，五年之后呢，那个年轻人带他信了主。
We rejoiced together, knowing that God had done something that I didn't even know about.
我们后来呢就一起庆祝这个喜乐的时刻，因为呢我现在都不知道他因为我的事工信主了。
So I'd like you to consider the people you are befriending, the people you are loving, the people you are hanging around with. You are impacting them.
所以呢，想把你一起在一起呢，交朋友，一起交的朋友，还有平时呢一起跟他们在一起的人，那么你其实对他呢是有很大的影响的。
And the more that we grow by our faith each day, the more we have to share with those around us.
每天我们信心增长越多，那么我们可以跟这些人分享的也就越多。
So let's talk about the first point. It's growing faith, a faith that is focused on God.
那么第一点，我们再着重解释一下。那么成长的信心是一种呢，注目于上帝的信心。
And a faith that is focused on God. Think of this: we must be familiar with God, not just familiar with stories about God.
我们信心成长，那么重点呢是我们要把焦点对准神。我们不是呢，只是了解他，听说了他的故事，而是真正认识这位神。
What I mean by that is we can know a lot about God, but we need to know Him personally in our heart and then through our life.
我的意思是说呢，我们可能听说过很多关于上帝的故事，但是呢，我们必须个人，我们心必须认识神。
And our faith grows by being in the Word of God.
那么通过这个神话，我们的信心呢就可以成长，我们会有一种个人的关系。
Romans 10:17 is a very familiar verse. It is, faith comes from hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ.
那么在罗马书10:17有一段我们非常熟悉的经文，就是说呢，听到，信道是从听到来的，听到就是指听的，听到关于耶稣的好消息。
So as we help others focus on Jesus Christ,That's how they can place their trust and their faith in Him.
当我们帮助人来专注于耶稣基督的时候呢，我们帮助他们建立这种信心。
Here's a familiar story. We think of the Battle of Jericho in the Old Testament.
有一个非常熟悉的故事，就是旧约当中这个耶利哥城的故事。
Joshua was leading the people of Israel at this time.
约书亚呢？那么领导以色列人在这里作战。
After leaving Egypt, Israel had wandered for 40 years under Moses.
那么离开埃及之后呢，在摩西的领导下，以色列人在荒漠逗留了40年。
And then Moses had died, and Joshua was now their leader.
那么后来摩西死了，约书亚是他们的领袖。
We're familiar with the story because it's an amazing thing that happened.
我们对这个故事很熟悉，是因为呢，其中的情节很让人吃惊。
But I don't want us to miss what was most important here.
但是我不希望大家错过一个非常重要的一点。
Joshua had seen miracles, amazing things in those 40 years.
在这四十年中，约书亚曾经见证过很多奇迹。
He certainly believed God in the amazing ways that he provided for the children of Israel.
显然约书亚是信靠神的，并且他也相信上帝会通过这些奇迹来为以色列人呢提供日常的所需。
And then just before the Battle of Jericho, God did a miracle in bringing them across the Jordan River on dry land.
那么就在这个约书他们在攻打这个城之前呢，耶利哥城之前，神刚刚帮助他们在这个当地上过了这个约旦河。
Then God gave them the battle plan of what they were to do.
然后呢，神把这个作战计划给了他们。
And for any of you that think strategically, it really was not a very good battle plan.
那么对于任何有这样的眼光的人来说，那个计划听上去并不怎么样。
You basically put a band out in front, a musical band, and then march around the city for 7 days.
这个战略计划是这样的，就是基本上呢，你就把一个乐队放在前边，然后呢，领着大家绕城这个7天。
Can you imagine the people of Jericho looking down at this large group walking around their city?
大家想象一下，耶利哥城的人，他们会是一种什么感觉呢？当他们看到这帮人在他们城中的绕行的时候
，And they were absolutely quiet and didn't say a word for 7 days.
而这帮绕行的人呢，就静悄悄的绕行，一句话也不说。
I'm sure after maybe a day or so, 3 days maybe, they were wondering what in the world is this strategy? What is going on?
肯定过了一两天，顶多三天之后，他们就纳闷儿，说他们到底在干什么呢？这什么样的战略呢
？It didn't make any sense at all until the horns sounded out.
根本讲不通的，直到呢，他们听到号角吹响了。
The people shouted just like they were supposed to.
那么，他们也以色列人呢，就按照被嘱咐的来大声叫喊。
And they blew the ram's horns.
然后呢，他们吹响号角。
And just like God said, the walls fell down.
就像神所预定的，然后城墙就倒了。
And Israel went in and soundly defeated the people of Jericho.
然后呢，以色列人进了城，把耶利哥人打败了。
And to God's command, they did exactly what they were supposed to do.
那么他们按照神所吩咐他们的，行了所应该行的事情。
So their faith in God was great. at that point.
所以那个时候他们的神的信心很大。
But there was something hidden that they didn't know about.
但是呢，当中隐藏着他们不知道的东西。
They were moving strategically through the promised land now, and they came upon the next city, Ai.
那么他们继续按照战略往前走，那么到他们向他们的这应许之地进发，到了爱城。
And as they approached Ai, they thought, well, let's send out some spies up there too and check things out.
那么快到爱城的时候，他们说我们来放些探子进去，看看当地的情况怎么样。
When the spies went up and viewed Ai, they came back with a report that said, basically, we just need 2,000 or 3,000 men. We can take them.
那么探子回来之后说呢，我们只需要两三千人就可以把那个爱城拿下了。
They were feeling confident because of what God had done at Jericho.
因为神给他们在耶利哥所成的事，所以他们信心很大。
But that's what God had done at Jericho.
但是在耶利哥城那是神所做的。
God was about to bring a correction to their faith.
那么，神呢会要更正他们的信心。
So they just gathered 3,000 soldiers who went up the hill to Ai.
那么以色列人呢，召集了两三千人，然后呢就向爱城进发。
And if you're familiar with the story, they were beaten badly.
如果你对这个故事熟悉的话，你们就知道了，他们输得很惨。
The children of Israel, the soldiers, fled and were beaten.
那么以色列士兵呢，仓皇而逃。
The Bible says the hearts of all Israel melted like water.
那么圣经记载呢，以色列人的士兵就他们的心呢，像水一样融化了。
Suddenly, Joshua and the leaders whose faith had been so strong and their confidence in God so great was completely destroyed.
那么突然之间呢，约书亚这个非常有信心的人，他的信心完全消毁了。
But just like with us, God is faithful, and He was going to rebuild Joshua's faith.
就像对我们一样，上帝是信实的，他会重建约书亚的信心。
Joshua and the elders says they fell prostrate on the ground, straight down to the ground, and were there for a great portion of the day.
那么约书亚和长老一起呢，匍匐在地，在地上呢躺了很久。
I'm sure they were confused and discouraged and thought, oh no, here we are, this is not going to be good.
那个时候，我想他们肯定是糊涂了，说这个事情局势不太好，我们的状况很糟糕。
It says that Joshua was calling out to God and saying, "Lord, what about your name? What about your people? We're going to be destroyed." He's just crying on the ground.
那里圣经记载说呢，约书亚躺卧在地，大声对上帝喊：“主啊，你的圣名怎么样呢？还有你的名我们会被毁掉的。”
Finally, after some time, God just said to Joshua, "Get up."
那么过了一段时间，神对约书亚说：“起来。”
And he said it like that.
他就这么一说：“起来。”
He then said, "Joshua, there's sin in the camp."
他对约书亚说：“这个营地里边有罪。”
We need to go deal with the sin, and then get on with my plan.
我们需要把罪处理掉，然后呢，按照我的计划行。
Because of this, Joshua's faith was resurrected.
因为这个，因为这件事，那么约书亚的信心又复活了。
Joshua needed to focus on God and His Word.
那么约书亚呢，需要专注于神和神的话。
And like us, oftentimes when our faith becomes a little unstable, we need to get back in the Word or back in fellowship with God's people.
就像我们一样，当我们的信心不稳定的时候，我们需要回到神的话中间，需要呢跟其他的信徒一起，有在一起交通的时间。
I encourage you to read this story in Joshua, because it will refresh you.
我鼓励大家呢读一下约书亚书，这个呢会唤醒大家的记忆。
It will refresh you because your faith will be focused on God.
会让你重新的将你的信心专注于上帝。
The next point is a faith that is growing. We need to have a faith that is growing.
要不然就是说呢，我们信心需要成长。
Well, how exactly does our faith grow?
我信心到底应该怎么成长呢？
I consider this, the woman in Matthew chapter 9, verses 20 through 22.
考虑到这个马太九章二十到二十二节的经文。
And Matthew says, and a woman who had been suffering from a hemorrhage for 12 years came up behind him, speaking of Jesus, and touched the fringe of his cloak. For she was saying to herself, if I only touch his garment, I will get well. But Jesus, turning and seeing her, said, daughter, take courage. Your faith has made you well. At once, the woman was made well.
好，那么马太九章二十节，有一个女人患了十二年的血漏，来到耶稣背后摸他的衣裳穗子，因为他心里说，我只摸他的衣裳就必痊愈。耶稣转过身来看见他，就说，女儿放心，你的信救了你。从那时候，女人就痊愈了。
You could see it was her faith, and it was growing.
那么大家可以看到，她的信心在成长。
Like many disciples who were following Jesus at that time, this woman saw Jesus doing miraculous things.
就像当时跟随耶稣的很多信徒一样，那么这个女人呢，也看到耶稣在看到耶稣行了很多奇迹。
Things that were supernatural, things that were miraculous, things that men could not do.
很多超自然的东西，很多奇迹，人不能做的事情。
I can imagine that she thought, maybe if I can just get closer.
我可以想象，他可能当时在想，我只要靠近他就可以了。
It must have been a beautiful thing for her to draw a little bit closer, a little bit closer, a little bit closer, and all the time in her mind she's thinking, if I can only get closer, maybe I can hear his words.
那么大家可以想象一下，这一个很美的画面。当时呢，他慢慢的一点一点的靠近耶稣，心里就想着，如果我能听到他讲话。
She must have been around long enough to see Jesus reach out and touch, heal, and heal people that were blind, that were deaf, that were mute.
她肯定的跟随了耶稣一段时间，亲眼见到过耶稣呢治疗那些瞎子、瘸腿的，还有聋子不能讲话的。
And she had her own condition, and she thought, "Oh, I'm dying, but maybe."
他呢有自己的自身的难处，他当时有血漏，他说我可能要死掉了。
Jesus was not holding out his robe, saying, "Hey, everybody, touch my robe, I'll get you better."
当时呢，耶稣并没有展示他的袍子，说，因为大家过来摸我的袍子，然后我呢就把你们都治好了。
But I think she watched Jesus healing people and she thought of her own way. If I could only just reach out and touch him, maybe something might happen for me.
而这个女人呢，只是目睹耶稣治疗其他人，她就心里想，如果我能够摸到他的衣服，说不定我就好了。
I think we've all experienced that kind of faith in our congregation.
我想在我们的这个会堂当中，肯定很多人呢都经历过这种信心。
There's times when we wonder, will God help me? Will God heal me? Will God spare me? Will God heal my relationships? Will God touch me and save me from a situation that's bad?
在我们生命当中，不止一次，我们曾经问过神，他会治疗我吗？会帮助我吗？会不会帮助我建立这个关系？会不会呢触摸我的灵魂？
This is not a test for God. This is to build up our faith.
其实呢，这对神来说并不是一个考验，其实只是一个建立我们信心的机会。
The God who holds the heavens where they are and who has that beating heart inside of us, the one who's made everything and sustains everything, this is not difficult for him.
对一个立天定地的人，那就是神。还有呢，帮助我们的心跳一直维持我们心跳，并且维持万物的神来说，这根本不是一个难事。
But a faith that's focused on God and a faith that is growing in God sees God do great things.
如果我们的信心能够专注于神，我们就会信靠他 能够做的大事。
There's times when your faith in things is growing, other times when you think you're doing the right things and it's not working out right.
有的时候我们信心在成长，有时候呢，我们觉得我们做对了事情，但是呢，好像结果却不像我们想的那样。
This happened late last year for me.
去年呢，我有这样的经历。
Now, I don't know about you, but I like tomatoes.
不知道你们怎么样，我特别喜欢西红柿。
I like them a lot.
我特别特别喜欢。
And so we decided to plant some tomatoes in our yard.
所以我们决定在院子里种点西红柿。
And the tomatoes I got, they were beautiful little plants.
我拿到一些看上去很棒的这个西红柿植物。
I got some special dirt that had fertilizer in it.
我也买了很好的土，里边呢有这个很营养肥。
And I found a place in my yard where they get perfect sun for the whole day.
我也在院子里找了一片好地，阳光充足。
So I planted those little beauties.
所以呢，我把这些超棒的植物种下去了。
And I watered them every day.
每天浇灌。
And my mother-in-law told me I was watering them too much.
我岳母跟我说呢，我浇的太多了。
So I slowed down and watered them less.
所以我稍微减缓一点，少浇一点。
And all summer long, they looked beautiful.
整个夏天看上去特别好，这些植物。
But there were no tomatoes.
但是呢，并不缺西红柿。
There were some of the nicest green leaves I have ever seen.
它们叶子绿油油的，这种叶子我几乎从来没有见到过这么茂盛。
But not a single tomato.
但是一个西红柿都没有。
I'm thinking, what in the world am I doing here?
我心里说，到底是什么一种状况呢？
Well, late in the fall, all of a sudden, tomatoes start popping out everywhere.
但是到秋天快结束的时候，西红柿到处都出现了。
I was so excited, I started eating them right off the vine.
我特别兴奋，我开始呢从这个枝子上摘西红柿吃。
I ate a lot of tomatoes.
吃了很多西红柿。
But then they just kept producing into October and into November.
那么这个西红柿呢继续长，一直到十月、十一月份。
And one day I came out and they were all frozen and shriveled.
但是有一天，直到有一天呢，我出来之后发现这些西红柿都冻住了，都缩了。
No more tomatoes.
不再有西红柿了。
It was sad.
让人很伤心。
Okay, so this year is different.
那今年有点不同。
This year we got mature plants from a friend of ours.
那么今年呢，我们从朋友那儿拿的一种已经长得很成熟的西红柿植物。
And about a month ago, I was watering them. We planted them and was watering them.
一个月之前我把它种下来，然后每天浇水。
And you know what? Last week the tomatoes started coming out.
然后上周呢，就出现西红柿了。
They're cute.
特别可爱，我特别喜欢。
So I'm trying not to water them too much. I'm pretty excited.
我很兴奋，不但告诉自己呢，不要过多的浇水。
I guess what I'm saying is we have to understand how things grow.
所以我想我要讲一点，就是说呢，我必须理解东西是怎么长的。
We have to understand that God is in charge of our growth.
我们必须理解是上帝，他呢，他在主宰我们的成长。
And sometimes we go through a deep valley, and there's not a lot of growth.
有时候呢，我们经过深谷，并没有很多的成长。
Other times you're skipping on the mountains, it's growing and growing and growing and growing. It's so exciting.
有时候呢，你在山上欢呼跳跃，就不断的成长，是很让人兴奋的。
But God is in the, He's with you in the valley, He's with you in the mountain.
但是不论是在高山还是低谷，神都与你同在。
The key is staying focused on Him and growing.
所以呢，关键就是说要专注于神，继续成长。
I know you know this, but that's just a reminder for all of us.
我知道你们在这点都已经知道了，只是呢想提醒大家，提醒每个人。
I love Psalm 1:3. It says, "For the man who loves the Lord, he will be like a tree firmly planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in its season."
我喜欢诗篇一到三节，那么爱神的人就像一棵树，种植在溪水。
Notice it says in its season.
那么注意一下，这里有个词就是按时结果子，按时。
As far as I know, October, November is not the season for tomatoes.
据我所知，十月、十一月份并不是西红柿结果子的季节。
I think God was just being nice to me. Well, finally, I want us to think about checking the soil for growth.
还有最后一点，我想请大家呢要记住，要不断的来检查一下成长的土壤。
Good soil is a heart and life totally devoted to the Lord.
什么是好的土壤呢？就是我们的心，我们的生命完全致力于神。
And so I want us to think about Matthew 13, and maybe even today, sometime today, read the whole chapter.
我想让大家呢来读一下马太十三章，如果你有时间的话，最好是今天读一下整篇。
Remember Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of Christ.
请大家记得那句话，就是马太十七，就是说呢，听到是信道，是从听到来的，听到就是听到主耶稣的名。
And even Paul said to Timothy, don't forget, read scripture aloud.
那么保罗提醒提摩太说呢，不要忘记，要大声的读圣经。
So in Matthew 13, you'll see the parable of the seed and the sower.
那么在马太十三章中，大家会读到这个种子和土壤这个比喻。
And the seed is the word of God.
那么种子就是神话。
The sower is another word for the farmer, the planter.
那么撒种的人，也就是农夫。
Well, I've got to tell you another little story.
有一个小故事再跟大家分享一下。
That same neighbor that I was watering his lawn this week.
我替他浇水的那个邻居，同样一个邻居。
Well, before they left, I noticed some bald spots in their yard.
在他们走之前呢，我注意到他们院子里面有一些很粗的地方。
And I said, I got this really good grass seed from Costco. It grows grass even when you don't know what you're doing.
那么我跟他说，我从Costco呢注意到有一些很好的这个草种子，即使呢你对种草一无所知，这些草照样长。
And I know this because it worked for me in my yard.
我之所以是这么说呢，是因为我知道这些草呢在我的这个院子里长得不错。
So I said to my neighbor, is it okay if I bring some over? He said, sure. So I did, and I sprinkled it around and found, you know, I kind of broke up the ground in some places and other places I just spread it around.
我问我邻居，我可以带过来种些吗？他说可以啊，所以呢，我就在他的院子里，在那个粗的地方撒了种，并且在其他地方呢也撒了一些。
Now July is not a good time to be planting grass.
其实七月并不是种草的好季节。
I don't know if you know that, but
我不知道你们知道不知道。
It's a little too warm.
据我所知，太暖和了。
And the birds are hungry.
然后那些鸟呢，也很饿。
So I spent lots of time watering each day.
所以花很多时间来浇水。
And I made sure that what I could see was working.
并且保证呢，我所种的呢，都在长。
I was so excited yesterday. I was in the backyard, and
昨天呢，到后院特别的兴奋。
And there in the backyard, in different spots, the grass was growing.
看到在不同的地方草长出来了。
It looks good. It's going to be a good crop.
看上去不错，很有收获。
I'm so excited. My neighbor's going to come home to good grass.
所以我很兴奋，我邻居回来会看到这些长得很茂盛的草。
But that's in the backyard. In the front yard, not so much.
当然，这只是后院，这前院并没有什么。
You see, the front yard is that hard pan.
那么前院呢，就是地很硬。
And the grass seed is still sitting there on top.
那么草呢，只是长在了这个表层。
And in some places it's gone.
有的地方根本就没草了。
I noticed a robin taking the grass seed.
我看到一只鸟呢，就拿衔那些这个草来吃。
He looked pretty full.
我看看，他吃得很饱。
Anyway, let's think of this. Have we prepared our hearts by removing the garbage of life, the obstacles, the impediments?
那我们来想一下，在我们心中是不是把一些垃圾和一些障碍物都除掉了呢？
It would have been better if I broke that ground up that was really hard.
如果我把那个地，把那个比较硬的地，生一下土，可能会更好。
And just like earlier today, we had communion where we checked our hearts with God. We need to do that.
那今天早晨我们在呃 今天来用饼和杯的时候，用餐的时候呢，我们要省察我们的心。
We should be doing that throughout the day, every day.
我们其实每天都应该这么做。
The second point is, are we broken and open to receiving His word?
那么第二点就是说，我们的心是不是呢愿意打破，然后呢重建，来重新信靠神。
And what the word is saying there is, are we willing to let God pull things apart in our life so that He can grow something brand new?
就是说，我们愿意不愿意让神打乱我们生活，让他在我们生活中重新种植些新的东西呢？
Our faith will not grow if our hearts are hard.
因为我们心里面，那我们的信心就无法成长。
Another part of Matthew 13 is there other stuff? Is there worldliness or pleasures, etc., choking out the word of God?
在这个马太十三章，还提到另一点，就是在我们心中是不是有一些世俗的快乐，那么把神的话挤掉了。
And that means we have to be focused on what the Lord has for us and really just stay consistent. We don't have to do great things, but just staying consistent.
这就是说呢，我们要专注于神对我们的计划，我们未必要做很大的事情，但是呢，我们的生活呢，必须要一直言行一致。
And when we hold up the Bible and we look at the things of this world, the pleasures, the different things that distract us from God and His Word and walking in His way, we have to say, this is not part of my life. I need to get this out of my life.
那我们一边读圣经，同时呢看一下观察一下这个世界上那些让我们分散注意力的事情，我们必须说呢，这不是我生活中应该有的样子，我们必须呢把这些不合神的心意的东西拿掉。
And then, again, in checking the soil, does Satan have access to the Word of God in our hearts? In other words, Satan comes along and messes with God's Word. Does he have access to the Word of God in our hearts, or are our hearts devoted and single-minded?
那么另外一点就是说，当我们检视我们的土壤的时候，就是说都要看看撒旦是不是对神的话，还有对我们的心，能够靠近。会不会呢搅扰神的话在我们心中的位置，会不会搅扰我们的心，我们是不是一心一意的专注于神的话语。
In James chapter 1 he says, the one who doubts is like the surf of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. For that man ought not to expect that he will receive anything from the Lord, being a double-minded man, unstable in all his ways.
那么在雅各书一章六到八节说，那么怀疑的人呢，就像被风吹动的海浪，那么他不可能从神那接受到什么，因为他呢一心二用，并且在他行事当中呢不稳。
We have to stay focused. And finally, are we getting watered regularly?
所以呢，我们必须专注神的话。还有最后一点就是说，我们是不是经常的得到水分？
And what I mean by that is simply, are we in the Word of God?
意思就是说，我们是不是常读神的话呢？
Are we with brothers and sisters who are encouraging us in the things of the Lord?
我们是不是经常跟那些鼓励我们的弟兄姐妹在一起？
I notice with all of my growing, the watering was the most important part.
我注意到在我的心理成长过程当中呢，水是最重要的。
So, let's think for a moment.
所以我们要想一下。
The no fruit, fruit,More fruit and much fruit. Where are we at?
我们到底是在哪个阶段呢？没有果子，还有一点点果子，很多的果子。
Certainly, it is God is the one who brings the fruit. He's the one that makes the fruit grow.
很显然是神在长，是结果子，那么让这果子成长的。
But we need to stay focused and growing, and then doing what we have to do to check our hearts regularly.
但是我们呢，必须专注于神啊，愿意成长，并且呢，要经常检测我们的土壤。
This last school year, I want to end with this. This last school year, I was able to share with my fifth graders just a simple gospel message.
上个学年五年级的学生呢，我跟他们分享了一个非常简单的福音信息。
And this is called the bridge illustration. We are on the left as sinners, and God is perfect and holy. He's on the right. And as sinners, our sin separates us from God. But God has made a way for us to be right with Him through Jesus Christ.
通过耶稣, 上帝给我们找了一条道路。
When Jesus Christ is realized, when we tell people about Jesus, they can get right with God by trusting in Him.
当我们跟神跟上耶稣的时候呢, 通过信靠耶稣, 那么人就可以跟神和好。
When someone trusts in Jesus Christ, the sin is canceled out.
当人信靠耶稣的时候, 他的罪就被免除了。
And then we begin that lifelong opportunity of being forever with God. It's amazing that we don't just go right to heaven. God leaves us here so that He can work through us and reach other sinners. I asked my students to look at this illustration. I said, where would you place yourself? On the left-hand side there. I don't have a personal relationship with God. I would like a personal relationship with God. Or I have a personal relationship with God.
我问我的学生,你在那个表上,字表上的哪个位置呢?就是左边。一个呢,就是说我跟神没有关系。另一个呢,就是说我希望跟神有关系。还有呢,就是说我跟神有一个个人的关系。
And when I asked that question, four students accepted Christ that day. Three other students said they needed to recommit their life to Christ. So we prayed together, and it was a wonderful time. But again, they need to be in fellowship with other believers.
所以呢,我们必须跟其他的信主的人交通。
Because that's what will produce the most growth.
这样呢,我们才能够最大程度的增长,成长。
As we pray now, I'd like you to just recommit your life to the Lord in whatever way, or if you want to ask Jesus into your life, come and talk to me or one of the other leaders and help us to help you get right with the Lord.
那么祷告的时候呢，我想让请你们重新将你的生命交托给神。如果你还没有信，希望接受主耶稣的话，你可以跟我和其他的教会的长职呢谈一下。Let's
pray together.
那我们一起祷告。
Heavenly Father, thank you for your grace in our lives.
圣天父，谢谢你在我们生命中给予的恩典。
Thank you, God, for visiting us in this world in the person of Jesus Christ. Thank you for dying on the cross and forgiving of our sins. Thank you, Lord, for raising from the dead and forever defeating the power of sin and death. Thank you, Lord, that when we place our trust and faith in you, your Holy Spirit comes to live inside of us. Your Holy Spirit gives us the ability to understand the Bible. Your Holy Spirit works through our lives to change us and to transform us more into your likeness. Lord, you know our hearts.
主啊,
and we have proclaimed your, in the communion our fellowship with you today.
我们也公开承认了我们跟你的连接。
Lord, if there's anybody here today that needs to become a Christian,
在座的当中,如果有人想成为基督徒,
I pray they would say this little prayer.
我祷告,他们会如此说一下祷告。
Lord Jesus, please forgive my sins.
耶稣基督,请原谅我的罪。
I believe you are God.
我相信你是神。
I believe you died for my sins.
我相信你为我的罪而死。
And you will forgive all of my sins.
你会原谅我所有的罪。
You will give me a brand new life in Christ.
你会在耶稣基督里给我新的生命。
And I can join the family of God.
我会加入神的大家庭。
With brothers and sisters who love you.
跟爱你的弟兄姐妹们在一起。
Lord, I surrender my life to you.
主啊，我将我的生命交托给你。
Please help me to grow.
帮助我成长。
And I thank you, Jesus.
谢谢主耶稣。
That you've done all of this for me.
你为我成就了所有的这些美事。
There may be somebody today that wants to recommit their life to the Lord.
今天在座的可能有人想将他们的生命重新交托给神。
I try to do this on a daily basis.
我每天呢都这么做。
Lord, thank you that you've forgiven us.
主啊，谢谢你原谅我。
Lord, you know our hearts.
你知道我们的心。
You know our thoughts, our attitudes, and our actions.
你知道我们的心思意念，我们的态度行为。
You know the things we've said and done, and even left undone.
你知道我们所说所做的，甚至还没有做的事情。
Lord, you know our possessions and our affections.
你知道我们喜欢什么，我们拥有什么。
We lay our entire lives before you at the foot of the cross.
我们把整个的生命放在十字架脚下。
We surrender all of that to you and ask that you would work through everything you've given us that we might proclaim Christ.
我们将所有的一切放在你面前，求你分配使用，以便呢我们可以在世界宣称主的名。
Lord, we thank you that you love us.
谢谢主爱我们。
Help us, Lord, as we walk today in a way that pleases you.
主啊，在今天我们所行的生活当中，帮助我们能够荣耀你。
We thank you for our time together in Jesus' name.
谢谢跟我们在一起的时间，奉主耶稣的名祷告。